to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. How y'all? I think it rained last night in L.A. I didn't hear, but my car was wet this morning. I'm like, what the? It's a rainy night in L.A. I feel like it's raining all over the world. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-3, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, and it's a doozy. It really is, especially when you get to really examine to see yourself. So it's for those who want to know themselves, really know what's going on with self, not someone else, but self. Are you a follower? I've been traumatized. Are you a follower or a leader? Am I saying it right now, Nick? Are you a follower or a leader? Are you? Which one? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around this morning or this evening or this night or tomorrow already in some countries, you can podcast the show if you can't sit and watch it, but you can still listen as it is happening, no matter what you're doing and where you are, by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. It is Wednesday, and every Wednesday is Manhood Hour. Amazing, huh? A spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil. And most people, all people, tell you, except for the few men and women who are now getting to understand and pay attention to what's happening inside of them. If you live from within, I promise you, a change for the good will happen for you. You can't fail if you live from within, but, and I promise you, if you continue to live the rest of your life from without, you will only have a miserable life. You will have a fake life. You will have a life where you have to work overtime to try to present yourself as somebody important, somebody nice, somebody good. You'll spend the rest of your life trying to hold on to people, places, and things. You will spend the rest of your life trying to hold on to your fake, non-existent reputation. You will work desperately to present yourself in something that you're not, and you will suffer all your life. I promise you that. Only for those people who truly, truly work on themselves to see what's going on with self that will become free, and the rest of the world won't believe that you're free. They will, because they're not free, they misread information, the Bible, whatever, and they think that you can't be free. No one is free, they will tell you. All people are angry, all people this or that, and because all people that way, not understanding that all people, if they want to be free, they must be returned to the Father, men and women. And most people don't do that, and they just think you're stuck. It's the way it is because all people are that way. It is amazing, amazing. So I'm saying all that to tell you this, and because I deal with so many people now, counseling, best counseling service on this side of heaven, by phone, Skype, or walk-in, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com. Or call 800-411-BOND if you want to make an appointment, family, individual, whatever. But there are men and women who are working on themselves. They're trying to find their way out of the jungle of their imagination. They're trying to find their way out of the illusion of their insanity that derives from the thoughts, the imagination, and emotions. And along the way of trying to leave the jungle, some people, not all, of course, are allowing themselves to be pulled back in by not only the enemy of the imagination, but other people. Other people who love their living in the jungle, love their hell, love their misery. And they don't want to escape, and they don't want you to escape. You just don't know that because you still are attached to people, places, and things, and you got this false notion that somehow or another you need to help. And it's not them, but it's the evil in them. They work overtime. Rather than working on themselves to leave the jungle of the imagination and emotions, they work daily and desperately to try to pull you in or keep you in. And you think that by staying in there with them, you have compassion. Somebody asked me for a dollar on the street, and they looked at me and they looked so pitiful. I gave the dollar to them. Now I am somebody, I'm a good person. No, you're a bad person. And you just damaged not only that person for giving them the dollar, but you damaged yourself because now you're deceiving yourself that you're a good person. False compassion. But my point is, do what you want, of course, but if you want to escape the jungle of the imagination and emotions. Emotions are evil. That comes from the thoughts. Can't have the emotion unless you have the thoughts first. Impossible. Impossible. That's what you are to me. Impossible, yeah. Impossible to feel good or bad or nice without a thought first. But I want to warn you all, don't let your family, your friends, your enemies pull, keep you in the jungle of hell where they are. and they will do it. Some people hear this message of forgiveness and dropping the anger, and they'll try, they'll start working on it. But after a while, they give up, and they go back into it, all the way back into the jungle. And since you were in the jungle with them, and you look like you want to leave, they'll get upset. Where are you going? You look like you want to leave me. Don't go. Baby, please don't go. Don't go. Baby, please, 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 baby, don't go. And they'll try to keep you there. Don't fall for it. Anyone that try to keep you in the jungle of thoughts and emotions and misery is your enemy. And you better run if you want to be free. But if you rather pretend you're a nice person and you want to stay in there, you definitely can stay there. It's up to you. And when you try to leave and they see that you're really going to leave, the hell in them, the fire come up to work overtime to try to stop you. Watch for that. Don't fall for it. It's unfortunately, it's sad when another person want to stay in their misery. But don't get emotional about that. It's enough to know it's unfortunate, but you don't have to feel anything about it, all right? It's a spiritual battle, and you have no clue until you start to fall away from evil within yourself. And all human beings, not one. If you want to be free, you must come out of the jungle of the imagination of anger and emotions. And the world gone crazy. An emotional person is an insane person. It doesn't matter if it's male or female. An emotional person is a dangerous, evil, insane person. There is evil and there is good. When will you allow good to take over your life and save you from evil? You can't do it yourself. It's enough for you to know that that's what you want. But when will you allow it to happen? Allow good to work on your behalf. And it will when you stop obeying evil. You got to stop obeying evil. All people, all color, male, female, rich or poor, it doesn't matter in the world. Most people will not let good work for them. Now, a lot of people go to Allahu Abba Church Jewish church, I forgot what they call it, synagogues or whatever they call them, Christian church, Mormon church, and whatever, and they still won't let good work for them. They'll talk about good, they'll praise good, they'll raise their hand, but they're just about it. And they won't let it work for them. You got to let evil work for you. All human beings let and allow and invite evil to work, and they call it themselves, right? But you got to let good work, and it will work for you. It's amazing. You got to see those thoughts inside of you, those feelings, but have no communication with them at all, literally. Be aware of them and do nothing about it. Emotions are evil. The so-called good, friendly one, the bad ones, the up and down one, the fear, the loneliness, the doubt, the fake smile, they're all evil. And so you got to be aware of those thoughts and feelings, but do nothing about them. And let good take care of it. And it will. He'll take care of it. And Grandpa, tell me about the good old days, the world gone crazy. And it's gone crazy. The world is a lunatic place. And it's not the physical world that is, but the people of the world. but you could be free. It's up to you, but I want to just warn you, because I'm hearing it a lot, that you're allowing other people to keep you in your hell. People that you thought were friends or ex-wife, ex-husband, mother, father, sister, brother, they don't love you. They don't love you. There was, some of you know that there was this young lady, according to the reports, and allegedly, I have to say that because they say, there was a, we showed you this footage of a young lady from Ukraine getting on a train in Charlotte, North Carolina. And it looked like she was just coming in. She had on a work uniform. And she sat down in front of a, appeared to be a black guy. And she didn't really sat. She just sat in front of him. She on the front seat, but she sat on the end and not near the window, where he was sitting on the back seat of her, near the window. And she looked around, and she looked like she deliberately didn't get sit in front of him. Got on her cell phone, crossed her leg, looking at her cell phone on her way, what appeared to be home from work. And this man has been accused of killing her, a black man, black male. And that is the theme in America now. White people are under attack. There is a genocide happening on whites, and they want to turn their head and pretend that it's not happened. And the blacks, not all the blacks, though, not all, but most blacks are not going to admit that there is a genocide upon white people, because they hate white people, too. They're not going to admit it. The reporters, the media, the churches, they hate white people, too, so they're not going to admit it. If it was the other way around and there was a genocide on the black people by the white people, that's all we'll ever hear, nothing but that. But whites, you hate it, and they hate you. One thing you don't know about black people, and all evil people, to be honest, but black people take hate to a different level. They black when black people are mad at you, watch out, because they treat each other the same way. When they are angry, when they hate with a vengeance. They take it to another level, and they hate you, white people. And they're now taking it to another level. I've been trying to warn you for 35 years. Speak up, speak up. Don't go along with this false idea of racism. Speak up. Don't go along with knockout games. Speak up, speak up. Don't go along with giving away your universities and your businesses and your government, because they would turn them into a ghetto. Don't go along with it. But you're like, well, I feel bad for them. There's a sense of guilt because of slavery. You didn't listen. It's like Paul Revere, I think that's his name, riding around yelling, the British are coming or something? The British are coming. I've been telling you for the last, the red coats are coming, which means British. Okay. Hey, getting it right for me. The red coats are coming, he said. I've been telling you for years now, the blacks are coming. And you wouldn't listen. It was like that guy that built that boat, when God told him, hey, go out there and build a boat because it's going to rain. And it's going to be a serious rain. And the only people who are going to survive are the ones that get on your boat. And so take two of everything, two animals of every animal, every species, and take your folks with you, because a rain is coming. And the rest of the people didn't listen. Ain't no rain. Ain't gonna rain that hard. And Noah, I think that's his name, built the boat. And his family was saved. and two species of every animal world, kingdom, or saved. I've been warning white people for 35 years. The rain is coming. And you didn't listen. And now look what you got. They got all these black DEI judges, especially female, and it look like all of them cut their hair off. And they are radical. And they hate white people. And they don't care what they do to you or what's done to you. It's so bad they took away Bail's bond to make sure that these people don't stop hurting you. Break into your businesses, into your homes, even when you're home now. Kill your people, rape your women. And the black female judge, most of them are female black judges, DEI, didn't earn it. They were appointed to judgeship. And these people are radical, and they are evil, and they have no hair on their heads. They are at war with the white people for no reason except an illusionary reason in their own mind. Angry people are insane, delusional, crazy, insane. All angry people. All angry people. It doesn't matter the color. And they are desperate at taking out white people. And just, they don't make things better when they take the white people out. They just create another hood. They don't like clean, nice, good things around them. They don't make it better. They're killing you off now, but it's not to make things better. It's just to get the thrill of killing white people. When I show you this thing, there were more to the story of this Ukraine lady getting on the plane, on the train there. I didn't know that she had been stabbed, and she didn't realize. She knew something had happened, but she didn't know what. And you can watch. And this is like really was sad to watch. This young lady sitting there minding her own business. And some black guy accused of stabbing her. And nobody was able to make it there to help. I don't know if the people around them knew what was going on or not. And it's so crazy, though. Let's say that a white man had realized that this white girl had been stabbed by this black guy. And he went and grabbed the guy or tried to help the girl. That white man would have gotten in trouble. But if it was helping a black girl from a white man, it would be fine. Remember that guy in New York, he tried to help? I forget his name. And he grabbed a guy on a train or a bus or something, train, and he was trying to help, and he took the guy down and held him down, and the guy died. They tried to destroy that man. I'm going to go and find out what's his name. I'll be right back. I thought they were going to tell me. Jordan Neely? The white guy was named Jordan Neely? What? Jordan Neely. Neely.
Sir, let me just get on the mic. I'm typing to you. That's not helpful. Jordan Neely is the young man who was being held by the white guy. In the story you're talking about, Daniel Penny is the white guy that you're talking
so
about.
So why they told me the guy's name was Jordan Neely?
We were just being quick. I was just typing too fast.
Oh.
Trying to get you the information before you...
Hate said it was Jordan Neely, too. So now I don't know which one it is.
It is Daniel Penny is the Marine.
It's the Marine, the
correct,
white guy.
For sure. Oh, and I'm okay. Looking at Wikipedia right here.
All right. Daniel Penny, who reportedly was trying to help white man, and he took down a black man who was... according to reports, threatening people's lives on him. And the black man died, and they tried to destroy Jordan Neely. But this black man killing this white woman, oh, nothing, no big deal. They just tried to create a George Floyd situation. That's what a reporter said, a black one. It's only gonna get worse. Oh, there go Daniel Penny.
Correct. You said you heard a reporter say that they're trying to make this a George Floyd thing?
Yeah, I have it coming
like
up
for white people. Oh, okay.
Wow. They're saying that this white girl killing of this white girl, that they're trying to make it a George Floyd situation. A black so-called reporter, whatever she is, said that. I want to show you the reaction of the girl after the man stabbed her, according to the report. And it's not pretty, really. It really is heartbreaking. When I say this is heartbreaking, this is heartbreaking. This is sad. Because you didn't see this. You didn't. I thought the girl just died right away. But she didn't die right away, according to this report. This is from X. News footage released by Mass Live News showed the Ukrainian refugees looking up in horror, trying to process what had just happened to her after being stabbed. Watch this from X. Amazing, huh? And then she finally just passed out, fell down on the floor. But she didn't realize that. Maybe she felt a little peck on the neck, but, you know, sometimes someone stabs you with a knife, I'm told that you don't feel the impact right away. And then you see the girl finally fall down and, according to the report, die. It just felt like a little punch. And the people, the one black lady next to her, maybe she just didn't see it. And then they start seeing blood on the floor, they say. You see the girl, she didn't know what had happened. She looked around after the knives, and she didn't know. Just think about that. And some black reporter said, oh, they're just trying to create a George Floyd situation. White people, you are hated, and you're stupid because you're pretending that it's not happening. These black people ain't playing. They are hateful. Here's a black suspect mumbling, I got that white girl. Watch this. I got that white girl. Can a white man say, I got that black girl? Amazing. 888-775-3773. A genocide in America. Who would have thought? Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Report is coming up at the top of this, I mean, at 9 a.m. this morning, and Hake has a guest. Oh, my God. He has a guest today, and you know what it's like when Hake bring on guests on the Hake Report. And I forgot the name of the guest. Maybe they'll tell me in a minute.
Dylan Burns. Yeah.
Amazing. From 9 to 11, the Hake Report. And after that, and Dylan Burns, you may remember, has been on the FallenState.tv before. Some of you may remember that. And after that, the American Anchor Baby on fire. We're trying to bring it to you. The American Anchor Baby from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. Amazing stuff. And there's... this Friday, if the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of The Fallen State, a very interesting discussion with Rabbi Tobia Singer. He is an Orthodox Jewish rabbi, former anti-Christian, and the founder and director of Outreach Judaism. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
He was no more or no less a Son of God than you or me.
Are you good or are you evil?
You can't be good unless you're evil. Be faithful to the Torah.
To a book.
And
Be faithful to a book.
Jesse, sweetheart, just listen to me.
What does that feel like?
It's the message. You are being naughty. You're so naughty.
It was interesting. Friday, if the Lord is willing, the creek don't rise, at 11 a.m. Pacific time. You can support the Fallen State right there on the fallenstate.tv, the YouTube channel there. Become a member, donate to it, to help out. Or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. I mean, .locals. Is it .com, Nick?
It's .locals.
You got Jesse Lee Peterson.
.locals.com.
.locals.com. All right. Oh, amazing. So getting back to this young lady that was stabbed on this in Charlotte, North Carolina, Ukrainian woman. Lady, you didn't see the whole thing there. You didn't see her look around. You saw her look around, hold her neck, and then she finally falls over, and she dies, according to a report. And the people around her didn't seem to know what was going on, and the girl didn't seem to know. She kind of looked around, see what the. And it's sad to see her fall over and die. It really is. For nothing that she appeared to have done wrong. And you hear the black man, according to a report, I got that white girl. It's about race. I got that white girl. It's about race. And white and black people have been taught to hate white people, and now they're on drugs and mentally ill because of the anger and all kind of stuff. And they've been told. Remember, the black parents teach the children, when you go out of the street, don't respect the police because they're racist. Watch out for them. And so the kids growing up thinking the white people are the problem. Are they going to love you? No, they hate you. And you pretend that it's not happening. And nowadays, you know, even if you realize what had happened, you're on that train. If you get involved, you'll get arrested, especially if you're white. So you got to kind of mind your own business. So you're damned if you do, and you're damned if you don't. And I don't give a darn if he does come home, Paul. I won't accept him. You don't know what to do anymore. The world gone crazy. And you say anger is good. Anger is necessary. I can't function if I don't have an emotion. Can you get any dumber than that? What made you think you're not going to function unless you feel something? That doesn't even make logical sense. A genocide on white people in America, especially by blacks. Remember the good old days when men and women checked on each other? How you doing there? You all right? That's gone. They got so many laws and rules and regulations now. They have regulated us out of our mind. They have made so many laws you can't even function now. It's gone. The suspect who fatally charged and the suspect was federally charged, and Trump addressed the situation. This is from Fox News. The FBI announced Tuesday that DeCarlos Brown Jr., the suspect in the stabbing, has been federally charged with one count of committing an act causing death on a mass transportation system. Watch this from X.
For far too long, Americans have been forced to put up with Democrat-run cities that set loose savage, bloodthirsty criminals to prey on innocent people. Really, very, very innocent people. In every place, they control radical left judges, politicians, and activists, and they've adopted a policy of catch and release for thugs and killers. In Charlotte, North Carolina, we saw the results of these policies when a 23-year-old woman who came here from Ukraine met her bloody end on a public train. And here's a picture of it. This is the picture of it.
Amazing.
And this is a picture of the woman, a beautiful young girl that never had problems in life, with a magnificent future in this country. And now she's dead. She was slaughtered by a deranged monster who was roaming free after 14 prior arrests. We cannot allow a depraved criminal element of violent repeat offenders to continue spreading destruction and death throughout our country. We have to respond with force and strength. We have to be vicious just like they are. It's the only thing they understand.
You better be grateful that the great white hope is in charge now. He ain't playing. He understands how to deal with evil. You don't. You try to be nice, compassionate. This thing that happened to that girl is sad. It really is. especially when you're able to see the whole setup. Now, if you heard about it, it's a different story. But if you see it and you see how she dies from it, it's crazy. And then some lunatic said, I killed that white girl. And then, according to us, a CNN panel was appalled that people think Brown Jr. should have been locked away for life. Watch this from CNN.
He did actually serve time for the violent offenses
yes,
that he committed.
But he was a career criminal, a repeat offender who was let back onto our streets despite a really bad criminal record that suggests he should have been locked away for life because he was threatening the public. He was a menace to society.
He should have been locked away for life for what now?
He should have schizophrenia.
You want him to?
You actually said that. I can't believe you actually said that somebody should be locked away in jail forever for schizophrenia. Did you really say that?
Isolated.
Did you really say that?
In an institution.
And you want black people to run your country. You let them into your business and this is how they think. I'm sorry, what'd you say? They don't care about you white people. You are hated. For no reason at all, except lies. There is a genocide upon white America by blacks in America. Now do what you want with that. I'm not telling you go out and be crazy and fight white people, but I'm telling you be aware and watch your backs and don't pretend that the black person behind you or in front of you is a nice person. Don't assume. Assume. Be aware. Don't get angry. Be aware. Because I guess you got to go out there and function somewhere in the world. But even the so-called educated black don't care. You see how those two black people are sounding? Had they been talking about a white man killing a black girl like that, yes, lock them away. They should be hung. It'll be a different story. Same thing happened in Mommy Africa is now happening in America, full blown. And I knew it would get to this. I knew it would, especially putting all these black people in judgeships and police departments. And you're putting your enemy in charge of your country. Think about that. And they're telling you over and over their actions and words, they don't like you. Here's a clip of a black male ranting into a camera, stating, the only way blacks will get liberation is in blood. Body on the floor with crying and screaming by whites. Why is this from X?
One way black people achieve true liberation, that's by taking it in blood. There has to be blood all over the floor. There has to be bodies on the floor. There has to be people screaming and crying. That is the reality. And this is what history shows me. No amount of begging, no amount of complaining, no amount of protesting, nada is going to get you your liberation until you take it with blood. You see? So this is why I sit back and I don't play along with any of these black people talking about it's a spiritual war, this, that.
See there? Now, do you believe me? They want your blood. They want your blood. It is a spiritual war, good versus evil, evil working through the blacks. Not love. They don't love you. They have no love. And they treat each other the same way. Not like they're going to treat you bad and then treat one another good. Evil can't treat anybody good. It's impossible. But you're the targeted enemy in their mind. that same black woman from CNN, I believe it was from CNN, said that they're trying to create a George Floyd situation. I didn't hear her say it in that particular clip, but she said it. I saw her see it in some other report. All I'm warning white people, it's time for you to say no to this. It's time for you to speak up. It's way past time. But you got to say no to the blacks and let them be mad that you say no. No, go and get your own job. No, create your own business. I'm not your problem. Stop blaming. I told you, folks. And you can bank on this. Anytime someone blame you for the way they feel, whether it's an angry, bad feeling or a good feeling, when someone blame you and pretend like they're a victim, that's a dangerous person. Don't fool yourself. You're dealing with an evil, dangerous, backstabbing, pretending person. Anytime a person pretend to be a victim, not pretend, but think that they are, you're dealing with evil people. All victims are wicked. And they'll pretend, oh, I'm so helpless, help me. Oh, I need you, help me do this. Do this, do that. They'll smile in your face. In their mind, they're stabbing you in the back. And then they would do it in the physical as well. You do what you want, but stop trusting victims. Look how wicked women who think that they're victims, accusers, and look how wicked they are. There's no end to their destruction. They'll take your children away from you while pretending they're a victim. When they're crying, they're lying. Look how violent men are toward women. They don't care about them at all because they're victims in their mind. A victim is an evil person. And they'll go out of their way to pretend they're so helpless. Oh, I just don't know what I'm doing. Help me. And do what you want with this information. It's for those who want to wake up. It's not for those who love their hell. Pay attention to a victim. You'll see a wicked person, male or female, no matter the color. A victim know how to deceive you if you're an ego-driven person. But if you're waking up and overcoming the ego nature, they can't fool you. And they may fool you for a little bit, but you'll catch on. You will. Because God loves you. And God would not let a victim deceive you too long. He was like, okay, just come, don't react, and you'll see where they're coming from. An angry person is an evil person. And do not trust an angry person. It doesn't matter the race, the color, male or female. Even God said, it's in the Word. In the beginning, that was the Word was God, God was the Word, and the Word was God in the beginning. An angry person is an evil person. It's a murderer. Don't trust an angry person. An angry person is not of good. They are not of God. I don't care how they claim to know God. An angry person is not of God. They have accepted anger as a way to go, and they use it by saying, Jesus was angry. I got righteous anger while they're trying to destroy you. That's why you need to, Christ said, to die from your old self, your old nature. You're not you. In order to have life, you must die because angry people would try to destroy you. But if there is no you, mean false identities, these things that you think that you are, I'm a good person. I'm a bad person. Oh, I have a reputation. Well, I don't have a reputation. I have a good reputation or a bad reputation. I'm rich or poor. You got to get rid of all that. And then they can't touch you. And they will try, believe me. And the more you resist them by not overreacting, they get worse. They go insane. They sit back at night. They remind me of Othello. They'll follow you to the end of the road, trying to destroy you, but it won't bother you. You will not be hurt by it because you understand. And you won't hold anything against them, and you let the devil have them and not you. Good will protect you from evil if you allow good to work for you. You don't allow it to work. You always listen to evil of thoughts, and you go with that. You respond. And as long as you're responding and reacting to the imagination, truth, good cannot help you at all. And it's not going to interfere unless invited. And the way you invite good to help you is by stop reacting to evil, the imagination and emotions. Just stop and give it a try and see what happens. And good will take over. I promise you that. And it'll be amazing because it's nothing like what you expect. And there are men and women who are working on themselves. They understand this now. They're getting a glimpse of this. They're like, wow, it's amazing. A genocide on white Americans in the United States of America. And they've been helped by judges, lawyers, politicians, the media, parents, the education system. There's nothing in America today that support white people in your own country. It's all against you. You heard the guy say, blood. And you heard the other guy say, allegedly, I got that white girl. How much more do you need? They're doing the same thing to white women and white men in Europe, in South Africa, all over the place. And the mindset of white people is mind-blowing to me. You feel sorry for people that you shouldn't, well, you shouldn't feel sorry for people, period, but you feel sorry for people that hate you, and you haven't done anything to them. And even if you had done something to them, you're not supposed to hate. There's never a reason to be angry. Hatred is anger. Anger is hatred. 888-775-3773. Do what you want with that. The hate news is coming right now. When I come back, your phone calls and your super chat. We'll move phone calls and super chats. Hate is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. It's a spiritual battle, and it ain't no joke. Don't freak out, but it's not a joke. Evil is serious about its destruction. Working through human beings. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news. 2 more hours to go. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
There's some serious mess going on in the world. The government's selling some yacht, some mega yacht, for like $100 million, but it's in legal limbo. They seized it from Fiji, the shores of Fiji, some island. And Israel struck Qatar. Wow, crazy. And it's facing global homo condemnation for it. And Trump is cracking down on crime. And you heard him speak earlier this hour on the JLP show about the terrible attack in that train down in Charlotte by that against the beautiful Ukrainian young lady. What a mess. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, the 10th of September, AD 2025. The lines are full. You can call in every so often, okay? Just in case a line opens up, hang tight, callers. We'll get to your super chats. You've been very generous this morning. Thank you for your super chats. We shall read them later. And we'll get to more great stories. But it is hate news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, the U.S. government is selling what they call a mega yacht, Commie Nonsense calls it that, seized on the shores of Fiji. It can be yours for just $100 million if you can undock it from legal limbo. It's caught up in legal stuff. And Israel is facing, according to Commie Nonsense Network, global condemnation, meaning the crowd is condemning Israel over their unprecedented attack on Tuesday in the capital of Qatar. A key mediator in the Gaza ceasefire talks, Gaza. The target of the strike was Hamas leaders. They've been hiding in Qatar, but they failed to assassinate the negotiating delegation. It failed to assassinate the so-called negotiating delegation. Qatar is one of United States' so-called closest allies in the region and is leading diplomatic talks to bring an end to the war in Gaza and the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas in the enclave. The strike will likely put hostage negotiations at risk, so say analysts. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, criticized the strike as well, saying he found out about the plan too late to intervene. Meanwhile, based Israeli Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu has portrayed the attack as a peacemaking action that could hasten the end of the war, because I think that Qatar was shielding those Hamas people. So they got I don't know. Anyway, the crackdown on crime. President Trump Tuesday dined at a restaurant in Washington, D.C. for the first time in his second term, asserting that his crime crackdown has made the city safe. Nice. Unlike the Baltimore mayor who walked through the city, I heard somebody called into the Hake Report saying the Baltimore mayor, the clown with the afro, I don't know if he still has an afro, he looks like a JV basketball coach. He was walking through the city with his security acting like Baltimore is safe and doesn't need Trump. It's been 1 month since the Trump administration effectively took over D.C.'s so-called police department, surging federal law enforcement and troops across the nation's capital of the District of Columbia, D.C., Washington. Data shows crime in the city is, quote-unquote, down. Homeless encampments cleared. Hundreds of people accused of being in the United States illegally have been detained. Very nice, meaning illegal aliens. But the moves are also supposedly hurting tourism and restaurant traffic, supposedly. Trump told reporters Tuesday that he may announce a new similar operation in another U.S. city as soon as today. Attorney General Pam Bondi, said the Trump administration will be going into cities that welcome such efforts. Nice. Go where you're wanted. Russian drones. Poland's military reported today they shot down a Russian drone that entered their airspace during an attack on the Ukraine. It marked the first time Russian drones had been shot down over the territory of a NATO member state. Poland's Prime Minister Donald Tusk said, this act of aggression posed a threat to our citizens. What a mess, huh? I'm James Hake. Now back to the JLP show. Hour two.
Hour two.
had to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the second hour of the show. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour. Rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. You can get involved right now by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week, a doozy, a real doozy. Are you a follower or a leader? Are you a follower or a leader? Amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, we're on Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, different time zone, and we're heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're white, everybody and their mama. And for the flat earth, we're heard up and down the world, too. And so if you're running around, you can't sit and listen. You would like to, but you got to make a run or something, go exercise or whatever. You can podcast, but you could be listening on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Life at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Spiritual battle. I want to go to San Diego, California, talk to Bella. Bella, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
A little louder, Bella. Well?
Can you hear me well?
I hear you now.
Okay. Just a little crunchy on your side. So my whole thing was, I feel like you always fearmonger. Why?
You said fearmonger?
You know what I'm saying. You fearmonger.
What does that mean?
You just push fear, like, oh, man, you're going to die. White, you're going to die. You got to get out of here. Like,
what am I saying is not happening?
Okay, turn around. Like, you live in L.A. I live in San Diego. Whites are not dying at the rate that you're saying. Like,
tell me something that I've said that's not happening.
Oh, have you seen someone raped in front of you?
Tell me
you
something
they're
that
raped,
I've said.
They're being raped and they're just...
Bella, tell me something that I've said that's not happening.
That's what I just said. I'm not sure if you can hear me well.
I hear you.
Yeah. So,
tell
like,
me something
I don't understand
I've said
also
that not happening.
What's not happening is, you know, whites are not like... I take my son to school, right? I live in San Diego.
Are you black?
I live in L.A. I am black.
And tell me something
also,
that I've said that's not happening.
I'm trying to tell you. Yeah, I'm trying to answer the question.
Tell me.
So, yep. So what I'm saying is, like, I take my son to school. White people are not getting raped They're not getting trampled on. They're not getting their stuff stolen right, like, out in the open. Like, you make it so it's a fear-mongering propaganda.
You're not telling me anything that I've said that's not happening.
I just said it. I'm not sure if you heard me. What didn't you hear?
You're not telling me anything. You said I'm fear-mongering. I don't know what that means, but you said that's what I'm doing. But
oh, yeah.
Tell me something that I've said that's not happening to the whites.
Right. So what I was saying is they're not getting, you know, people are getting, the white people are getting, you know, raped, murdered. Like, people have to go to school. People go to the Vons. We live in California. Like, it's not happening like that. I feel like the white girl,
Ukrainian girl, she wasn't white being killed allegedly by black.
Oh, the one? It was the one, right?
Was she white?
Yeah, you can say she was white.
You don't want to say
but
she was white?
But it was the one,
was
right?
Was she white or not?
Yeah, it was the
it
one.
Wasn't done by black? Was it done by black or not?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And the white man and the white woman in Ohio that were attacked last week, a couple weeks ago now, were they white and being attacked by blacks?
So we have two.
Were they white and being attacked by blacks?
Yeah, so we have two.
The woman that was the nurse, I believe she was, that was killed in Chicago by a black, was she white or was she
black?
We
have three.
So you playing
a
game.
Yeah, she can be white. Yeah, so it's three. So, like, at the same time, I don't understand, like,
she would not
why
kill,
this is,
but she would punch by a black.
Right.
Is so that
we
happening?
Have, no, I mean, I'm not, listen, I get it. Like, those are, three people that
were how about
were
the white student? She was a white student. How about that?
Yep.
So what are you talking
four.
About, Bella? What are you talking about?
So what I'm saying, is, like, why is this your fight? Like, why are you're about to... Would they, when it comes down to it, do you think these white people that you're standing up against, would they really fight for you?
You said standing up against?
Do you really think these white people would really stand up for you? Like, would they really go to bat for you?
I never think about that. I don't need anyone to stand up for me. I can
right.
stand up for
so
myself.
Why are you asking me that?
What do you mean if they go and would I stand up to them? What do you mean by that?
No, not you standing up for them. I'm just saying,
what do you mean if they were to turn on me? Would I?
No, I'm not saying would they turn on you. I'm just saying, like, these same people that you're going so hard for. Would they do the same for you?
Did you ever think about that?
I don't know, because you're doing a lot for them.
Like what?
Okay, so you're just like, that one white girl, the one, why is this your fight?
It's not my
fight. You're so thirsty about it.
And what do you mean? What do you mean?
I'm just saying, like, you're just so gung-ho about these people that are you really, if you really think about it, if it comes down to like Elon Musk or you, you're not going to Mars like you think you are.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
What I'm saying is you are not on their side. I know you're trying to be, but you'll never be on that side.
On what
side?
Sorry.
You know the side.
What side am I trying to be on? Which side?
White History Month. We'll never be on that side.
Which side am I trying to be on?
White History Month.
Which side am I trying to be on? I don't know.
White History Month. We'll never be on White History Month's side.
What's wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying you'll never catch up to it. You'll never be that. White History Month.
What do you mean catch up to it? It's already happening. What do you mean catch up to it?
You'll never be them. I'm sorry.
Be who?
White History Month.
I started White History Month. What do you mean?
Yeah, you did start it. Yeah. Again, but you're a caricature. You'll never be it, though.
Be what?
You'll never settle into it.
To what?
White History Month.
We've celebrated 8 years already.
Yeah, congrats honestly, like, I don't mind it, by the way.
But what is it that you're talking about? You're not clear.
Okay, I'm not sure where you're not understanding.
Are you aware that blacks kill more than twice as many of whites?
Give me the data.
As vice versa?
Yes, I'm not. Of course.
And what do you think about that? What do you think about that?
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. I just don't think
why are you pretending that is only the three people I pointed out, the whites that were
killed
by blacks?
No, I'm not pretending.
You pretending just three? Oh, you name one. Oh, two. Why are you pretending just one, two, or three?
No, you named them. I didn't name any.
But you said, oh, yeah, one. Just and one. Then, but I don't know what you mean by taking side because of time. Bella from San Diego,
don't
California.
Don't because of timing.
What do you mean? What do you mean by I'm taking sides?
I don't think these same people that like you're fighting for would fight for you.
And why do I need anyone to fight for me?
Because you're the main one talking about like, yeah, white people need to stand up. They need to do this. They need to, speak up.
I'm just pointing out what's happening in my country.
Hey, same.
But
like,
what
listen,
do you,
I don't
know what you mean by stand up for me, that the whites wouldn't stand up for me. Stand up for me
they'll
in what
never,
way?
Because when it comes down to it, Jesse, you are black. No matter what, when it comes down to it, maybe you'll cast them. That'll hold you down. But like, no matter what, you are black.
And what does that mean?
They will not stand up for you.
Stand up
I'm
for me
telling
for
you.
What?
Sorry?
Stand up for me for what?
The way you're standing up for them?
I'm not standing
they're
up for
They're not going to stand up the same
how
way. They're
standing,
not going to be like, hey, okay, yeah.
How
they're
am
out,
I
like,
standing up for whites?
White History Month.
How am I standing up for whites?
White History Month.
I'm standing for my country.
Okay, so stand for your country. American History Month.
Do you
month.
Love
Do
white
that,
people?
Then. Of course.
Do you? So are you for Black History Month?
I'm about all History Months. I'm
about
White
Black
History
Month,
too.
Month? Are you
it's
for
no
Black
problem.
History Month?
All of them.
How about Black History?
Yes.
Are you for White History Month?
Yes, I said that.
Will white, you not hear me? Black people, and whatever you mean about stand up for with you, I don't know what that means, but will the black stand up for you?
I don't know. That's
so
the thing.
But you seem to think
so,
that.
But
you
that's what I'm saying. Like
you're saying
you
that white
understand.
People won't stand up for me, whatever that means. How do you know they won't stand up for me?
Because you're on the front line. Just throwing everything, spaghetti at the wall. And listen, at the end of the day, you're going to be holding the bag.
Hold what bag?
With nothing in it. Nothing in it.
What bag would I be
holding? Hey, nothing in it. That's how it looks. There's nothing in it.
I don't know what that means. What should be in it?
Nothing. Because there's nothing to hold in it.
So what are you talking about then?
Oh, Jesse, bless your heart. But what I'm saying is,
do
these
you
white
think black
people,
people
do
love
not
you?
Listen. What?
Do you think black people love you?
It's not about them loving me. I have
black
people that love
me. You.
Yeah, sure.
You think black people love you?
Yes, yeah, some.
You need to come out of your imagination. You're lost.
Yeah,
you're
you
asleep.
Too. I think you too. That you for actually perfect. That's a perfect
all right,
segue.
Bella, bye. 888-7753-773. I told you. It doesn't matter if they're Christian. I don't know if Bella is Christian or not, but it doesn't matter. Not all, but most black people hate white folks. Victoria out of Tennessee. Victoria, you're on the air.
Hey.
Hey, Victoria.
Hey, I've been watching you for a while, and I really like your content.
Oh, you're a first-time caller. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. And I also wanted to, there's a question that you asked not too long ago about, are you a follower or a leader?
The biblical question.
Yes.
Are you a follower a leader.
What do you mean specifically about the question?
Oh, okay. Are you a follower or a leader?
Probably a follower.
Are you?
I think so.
And why are you, and why do you think you are a follower?
Probably because I usually let someone else take the lead, and they have the responsibility, I guess.
Meaning what? Give me an example of what you mean.
Probably like in a group of people, or even in a relationship.
And so, do you want to be a follower or a leader?
I want to be a follower of Jesus Christ, but I guess it would be nice to like lead people to Jesus Christ.
You want to be a follower of Jesus Christ to lead people to Jesus Christ?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
And so why are you not doing it? If that's what you want to do, why are you not doing that?
I pretty much hold myself back sometimes, I guess.
You
what? I try to. I said sometimes I hold myself back, but I try to, like, lead as an example, I guess.
You try to be a follower of Jesus Christ?
I try to lead it as an example.
And by doing what? How are you trying to lead?
By loving people the way that Jesus teaches you to love in the Bible.
Are you on a speakerphone or something? Your phone tends to be going in and out or something.
Can you hear me now?
Were you on a speaker?
You were on speaker. I just took you off.
Did he tell you not to be on a speaker or headset?
No.
Oh, when the guy answered the phone, he never told you that?
Oh, no. He said, don't be on speaker or don't do Bluetooth or anything like that.
I thought you were a follower. Why you didn't follow his instructions?
Exactly. Because we all fall short, man. I'm sorry.
Stay to your phone. Never, ever be on a speaker.
Yeah, you're probably right.
No, I am right. And so why you're not... Why you are not following Jesus so you can lead people to Jesus? Why you're not doing that?
I feel like I try to every day. Maybe I don't get out much.
You don't get... How old are you?
I'm 31.
And so you don't lead people to Jesus because you don't get out much?
No, I guess I have... tried to lead people by just, like, by example, but I haven't actually,
Hold on 1 minute. Hate want to talk to you.
Don't move your phone around. I think you keep on moving your phone, like, so that it gets closer to your mouth, and it's causing audio problems, getting real loud and real quiet.
Okay. So is it good right here?
Yeah, so just keep it against your face in the same place so that it's consistent.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got you.
Is this your first time using a cell phone?
No, you would think it was. Oh, my goodness. I'm so nervous.
You're nervous? Why?
Because I didn't ever dream that I would be talking to you on the phone.
So you're nervous. Who are you?
Nobody. Nobody.
So if you're nobody, how can you be nervous then?
I guess you're right.
No, that was a question.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Oh, are you doing the silent prayer?
Well, I actually did try it one time.
And why don't you stay with it?
I should. I really want to.
And why don't
you? It helps me.
Especially since it helped you, why don't you stay with the thing that does help?
I need to just be disciplined on myself and hold myself accountable and do it.
But why don't you do it? It's the first thing in the morning and last thing at night, and during the day just kind of practice being prayer. Why don't you do it Why don't you do it? If you want to follow Jesus, why don't you do it?
I don't know. I've never asked myself that. I've always given myself excuses of not doing it.
And who gave, which self gave the self excuses?
The selfish self.
How many selves are there in you?
Me and the Holy Spirit. You tell me.
You said I need to hold myself accountable, and who are you talking about? It's all like two people.
Yeah, you're right.
So who are you referring to?
Wow. I don't even know. So explain it to me, Ben.
There is no you. You listen to the devil in your head telling you that is you. It tells you not to do it, or it tells you the reason not to do it. And you're listening to spirit. When will you stop listening to thoughts? They're all lies. Why do you continue? You say you want to listen to Jesus. Why are you still listening to the devil if you want to listen to Jesus?
Well, you're so right.
No, that was a question.
I guess because I thought it was me the whole time.
And why would you think thoughts and emotions are you?
That's just how I grew up thinking.
And now that you're 30-something years old, why don't you unthink all that mess that you've been taught? Realizing that what you've been taught was wrong. It's not working.
No, it's not. I keep seeing the same cycle.
Yeah, because you listen to the same devil. Why don't you stop and don't respond to the devil at all in your mind or to the devil inside of other people? Why don't you stop? What would happen if you just stop responding to thoughts at all inside of your mind and inside of what would, other people? What would happen if you stopped doing that?
I would start doing.
So why don't you do
thinking.
That then?
I'm going to now. Hell yeah, I'm going to now.
Have you?
That is amazing.
Amazing. Have you forgiven your mother?
I actually have.
You went to her?
I haven't went to her.
So why do you say I actually have and you haven't gone to her?
Because I guess I just, for with me and God, I forgave her and accepted her for who she is and just love her regardless of how she hurts me.
Why you haven't gone to her and told her all that?
I just, the way she is, she would never accept any kind of responsibility or accountability of her being at fault for anything.
Do you need her to... accept or any kind of accountability for herself. You're going to forgive her for what she did to you. You were wrong for resenting her, so God can forgive you. And did God say, go and forgive, and I will forgive you?
No.
He did. He said, go and forgive, and I will forgive you.
Oh, wow. So it doesn't matter how she reacts to it.
Not at all. You admitted, Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. And then God will forgive me whether if she doesn't admit anything about herself, that's her business, not yours. Leave her in her hell.
Dang. I'm so glad I called you. That is crazy.
And you're going to shake in your boots, but you're only shaking because you do resent her. And anyone that has anger or resentment, they have fear.
A lot, yeah.
Go forgive your mother, and then however she reacts, that's on her. Don't react to her reaction. And you just, I'm sorry for resenting your mother. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. And you would never have to shake again.
That is amazing.
Have you forgiven your father for not protecting you from your mother?
I never really thought about it like that.
So you have not, when you asked him to help you deal with your mother while growing up, did he help you?
Yeah, he kind of tried to explain to me. He showed me videos of like narcissists and stuff, and he was basically just trying to help me realize that she sees a different reality than all of us. And he tried.
And did he tell her to back off from you?
I don't really know.
Did you ever see him tell her to back off of you?
No.
So he didn't help you then?
Yeah, I guess so.
Forgive him. He was afraid of her. He didn't know how to deal with her either.
No, he didn't. Because the way she is, that was probably hard on him too.
So go to him and forgive him for not protecting you from your mother.
Okay.
And do decide, are you married?
I'm divorced.
Any children?
Yeah, I have two.
Okay, well, go to your mother and father, forgive them, and God will forgive you, and then do the silent prayer so that you will pass down love to your children and not hate.
Yes, sir. Are you there?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Hello, darling.
I'm in California dreaming.
Oh, my God. That was awesome. That was amazing.
Amazing. Victoria, call me again because of time. I got to run, but you got to work on yourself if you want to be free, all right?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for talking with me.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
I will. Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. Frederick out of California. Frederick, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well.
Good, good. Yes, so I'm dealing with a situation where I've actually followed your advice and I've forgiven my mother.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think I forgave her very well because we still have issues.
What do you mean?
What I mean by that is I really do feel as if I'm the splitting image of her.
Yeah.
Where I got into a situation where I had to go back and move in with her and her and her husband. Right?
How old are you?
I'm 32 years old.
Oh, okay.
You have to go to break, so I'll hold.
Yeah, hold on for me. 888-775-3773. When I come back, I'll finish over some of the caller and your super chats and all that. We're going to move calls and super chats. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. quality, specialty grade beads. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Okay, welcome back. 888-775-3773-888-77-Jesse. Couple quick announcements. Number one, check out our merch. Amazing merch. My books are there, and the books are amazing. From Rage to Responsibility, the Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black America, Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual Family Financial Success Guide, a little small pocket guide to help you whether you're in business, start a business, or you have a job. And The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. It's just like bring it on home, right? I will sign them if you like. And they are available. And we have coffee, my own coffee. What the? Punchy's coffee. And shirts and T-shirts and mugs and just everything. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Or jesseleepeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. And everything goes back to helping us with the work. So you're helping us to help others while you're being helped. Isn't that amazing? All for the price of one. And then support us on social media. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. Cozy.tv/JLP, Kick.com/JesseLeePeterson, and Peel.net/JesseLeePeterson. Like, follow, ring the bell, and subscribe, and do all that stuff. Y'all know what to do. Follow and everything. Thank you in advance. Let me go quickly back to Frederick out of California. So, Frederick, you moved back. You went and forgave your mother. And then you end up moving back in the home with her and her husband. And what's going on?
Well, I mean, I just, we've had like so many falling outs to where I really do believe that she has resentment for me, because there's been several situations when I moved back to where she felt as if I resembled my father, who I did forgive, like absolutely did. And we talked about that, and I forgave him for everything. We had that actual conversation.
You and your father?
Yes.
And so why are you having fallouts with your mother?
Well, it's really complicated. It's because, like, I feel as if she's bipolar. Like, one minute she's my best friend, and then she turns around and she's my worst enemy. But I have no, like, really, I understand who she is.
But if you understood it, how she can get to you, can she get to you if you understand what's driving her and it's not her?
Yeah, that, and that's the thing, Jesse. I do understand that it's not her.
So how is she able to get to you then?
She's able to get to me because, well, it's my mom and I'm her son. So, and I value our relationship.
Why?
I value our relationship for the simple fact that that's my mom. And
but you're a grown man. She's no longer your mother.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So why do you value an illusion of a relationship?
I don't even know why. Jesse, I don't even know why I do. It's so stupid. I shouldn't even really think about it that way because I am a grown man. And that's what I told her, is that I'm a grown man. I make my own decisions. And
why do you even have conversations with her like that? You don't need to conversate with her like that at all. You don't need to tell her that. You just need to live your life. You don't need to argue with her. You're letting your mother pull you into her hell.
Right.
And why are you doing that? It's not her fault you allowing that to happen. Why are you doing that?
Because I care, and I care too much.
You care about what?
I care about her and the fact that I know that that's not her.
But why do you care about her? How is that going to help her and help you by you caring about her?
It's not going to help at all. I knew that. It's the hell in me, too.
It is the hell in you. So you love fighting with your mother. That's why you stay there and put up with the crap. If you didn't love fighting with her, you would lay your weapon down and never fight with her about anything.
And see, that's the thing, Jesse, is that I actually had that conversation with her because she would always, talk with me about the fights that she would have with her husband, and I told her to lay her weapon down, which I did with her, but
you can't tell her to do that. You're not doing it.
Right. 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 It's the confliction.
It's not a confliction. You love misery, too. That's why you fight with her. You're just like her, and you don't want to be free, because if you wanted to be free, you wouldn't be telling her to lay her weapon down. You would lay yours down and live your life.
Exactly.
You are pretending.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, I am. I am. And I'm free now. I'm no longer living there.
But you're not be free until you start reacting to her.
Right.
Just because you moved away, she still control you. All she has to do is make a phone call.
Exactly. And she created an army against me because the last phone call that we had, she got my brother involved and my sister involved, and
Because of time, what's your question for me?
Well, my question is how should I forgive her again, or should I just not even worry about it anymore?
You need to forget about her. Do what you want, of course. But forget about her. Just work on your life. Go and work on your life. And you don't need to be concerned about her at all. Zero.
Zero, okay.
You can't change her. There's nothing you can do for her. You can't even change yourself.
Right. Right. Yeah,
are you doing the silent prayer?
No, and I'm going to do it today.
How do you expect to get the prize of perfect peace when you're not doing what is required of you from the Spirit of God?
That's the thing. I have to do it.
To get the prize when you're not doing what it tells you to do? It's not going to come to meet your need unless you do what it tells you to do. Why are you not doing that?
I'm not doing it because it just lackadaisical, the everyday life pressures and things like that. And I used to do the silent prayer a lot. I used to do it when I was homeless. And we talked about this. I went to church and we talked about this. I don't know if you remember me, Freddie.
No.
Oh, you don't.
No, never ask a black man if he remember.
you black and you slow.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. But I need to get back on it. I need to get back on course because I listen every single day. And all these things that you've said has actually come to pass, and I've just been missing every single step, every step along the way, because I know from me doing the silent prayer, I do it consistently, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I know that a better day will come. I just, you know, I suffer from ADHD. Jesse.
We're just suffering, so, die until you're ready to live.
right. Well, I thank you for that. Thank you so much. And also, can I just real quick before we get off, can I answer the biblical question?
Are you a follower or a leader?
I'm neither. I'm just a son of God.
All right. I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
All right. Thank you. It was a great talk.
All right, buddy. Bye now.
Bye.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, America the Beautiful says, hi, Jesse.
Hi.
I find that I'm trying to convince myself to follow the truth that you speak. It seems as though I am pretending to get the truth and act it out for myself and in front of my husband. Yet in reality, I'm still in hell, constantly battling a double mind, caught all between hell and the truth. I can see these things going on inside my mind, but I don't know how to handle it, doing the silent prayer, but still lost. Advice?
There is no you to convince yourself of anything. You've been deceived. All thoughts are all lies. Stop responding to them. Stop reacting and just be still. Do this, practice being present, and you'll be fine. And stop calling the false self you. You're not your thoughts. You're not your feelings. And just stop doing that. You'll be fine. Don't respond. Don't overreact. All right? That's what they want you to do. I wish you well, though. Thank you.
Kayla gave a super thanks on the Bond YouTube channel after the fact. You can do super thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing.
It said thanks.
Thank you.
Mike Young, Jesse, sorry for keep bringing up the Charlotte train killing, but I thought that the Democrats loved Ukraine. Ukraine flag emoji, sad tear emoji. But no, wait, like you said, follow the money trail. But hey, guess what? There's no money to be made when a black thug kills a Ukrainian woman. Go figure. One more thing. Where's the president of Ukraine on this? Oh, yeah, crickets, says he.
Amazing.
I don't know. I was wondering if Zelensky had said anything about the situation.
I heard a report on Jesse Waters last night that I don't know if it's the president or somebody in Ukraine responded to the killing.
Yeah.
And said that they would pay to bring her back home to bury her back to Ukraine. But the parents said no, they wanted to bury her in the United States because she loved the United States. So I don't know if that was from the president, but somebody over there did, according to just a water report, did respond.
So crazy.
It's a mess, Michael. Amazing. Thank you.
Hey, Jesse. Okay, Jesse. So I just saw the extended version of the stabbing on the train. This proves your point. Most black people truly hate white people. All the passengers, besides the victim, were black. None of them did a single doggone thing to help the victim. What a mess.
Yeah. But I'm just not sure if they realized that something was like that had happened. Because people were kind of on their phones and they're not. And the girl, the young lady that was killed, she didn't even realize at first what had happened. And she didn't appear to realize. She knew something had happened to her neck, but she just seemed not to know what. So I just don't, I'm not sure if the people around understood what was happening. I did see that once they saw the blood and stuff, there was some moving about on the train, people.
I thought that I heard that it took 90 seconds for anybody to go to her.
Yeah. I don't know if they didn't realize that had happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, if they realized. Thank you.
Bruce says, God bless you and the spirit of truth you carry are amazing.
And the same spirit is in you. All you have to do is welcome it. Invite it in. It will come down and make a home in you. And it'll change your world for the good. Amazing. Thank you.
Santino, don't forget to like, ring the bell, share, and subscribe, or suffer the life of a beta.
Amazing. Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, if Trump was on the list, then why didn't Biden release it to mess up his campaign?
That's right. Believe me, all those things they were doing to the Great White Hope to try to stop him from winning, they would have used that and anything else that came about. It's amazing. Is it true that Letitia James, that's her name?
Yes.
Is she in hiding?
I don't know. I hadn't heard that one. Maybe.
I don't know if that's true, but I saw a report. I heard a report. I don't know if it's true that she's in hiding because they said she may be arrested for fraud or something. I think she owned property or something and didn't tell it. I could be wrong. I don't know. So don't quote me because I'm not sure how that's going or even if it's true or not.
Right.
Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet on Rumble. Jesse Lee Peterson is the modern day Wentworth Cheswell.
Thank you. I don't know who that is, but right on.
One of the old-time founders.
Right on.
Or early Americans.
Thank you.
Uncle Ruckus, we should be like Noah's Ark. No sail or rudder or sense of direction or 9.9 horsepower Mercury, just trust and faith.
That's right. For sure.
Uncle Ruckus says he cut his hand when he stabbed her.
Oh, that's where the blood was coming from?
Yeah, that makes a lot more sense because that was an awful lot of blood dripping from him.
So he may have, because he seemed to have had a small pocket knife, or maybe he did.
Yeah, totally.
Amazing. Thank you. I'm not sure of that.
Uncle Ruckus says, y'all see that UAP get hit with a Hellfire missile? Mm-mm. I don't know what a UAP is.
Me either. Unless he's referring to that. I don't know what that is, so I can't even begin to explain. Yeah. Thank you, though.
Anyway,
no, I did not see it.
The Thought Watcher, Jesse, tell the anchor baby to bring back the sparkling blouse.
I don't even think that's to be found now.
UAP is an unidentified aerial.
They got rid of that shit right away.
UAP is an unidentified aerial phenomenon.
Oh, yeah, so, I saw that.
September 9th, or at least there was a hearing on it. A Reaper drone fired a Hellfire missile at an unidentified flying object.
And it didn't damage it at all. It just kept flying.
A glowing orb off the coast of Yemen.
I did see that. Now I understand.
Footage was October 2024.
I wonder if that was the Tesla guy, wasn't it?
Elon Musk.
I wonder if that was one of his gadgets he was
trying out.
Well,
the U.S. wouldn't try to hit one of his things, would they?
Maybe they didn't know it was him. No, I'm playing.
Think you thought, Watcher?
It didn't, whatever it is, it didn't damage it, and they blew it up. I mean, they really just fired at it. It didn't touch it.
Lord Spike Protein, Jesse Lee Peterson, the clips from Fellowship and the show you play at evening are really good.
Thank you. Amazing.
Blunt wit.
Hey, you're doing that, right? That's the way you put it together?
No. Oh, I do the Bond, the church clips.
Right.
Yeah, but you mentioned stuff in the evening, the show you play at the evening. I'm not sure what those are.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
That
amazing.
Might be
thank you.
Daniel. Blunt wit, real evil never rests.
That's for sure. Evil, you guys don't know, ladies. Evil has made a home in you. It's working through you, and you is not you. But you don't know it because you've identified with it. It's a mess, too. What the? Thank you.
And heat. BQA, are you a follower or a leader?
Oh, the biblical question.
Yeah.
Are you a follower or a leader?
When you follow the Father's instructions, he teaches us how to lead by example. That makes his children follow leaders, says he.
So is he a follower or a leader?
He doesn't answer, actually.
Oh, he didn't respond to the
but
biblical?
He did call it a BQA. Suggesting that it's a biblical question answer, but he didn't answer what he is, at least not directly.
Yeah, the question is, are you a follower or a leader, not what it means? Thank you, though.
Nice.
I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Thank you, sir. Yeah. Welcome, I, or lowercase l, JLP show member. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kevin, caller broke up with JLP just now. Click. She said, stay classy, San Diego.
What a mess. Thank you.
And let me just double check over here. Thank you, guys. I do believe that that may be all for now. Thank you. Belushi gave a cookie. Do you trust any blacks in America, Jesse?
I trust no one.
Nice.
Amazing. So
thank you, guys.
So you answered the question, no, and then I trust no one. Thank you, though. I really appreciate it. Let me go to Bill out of Oklahoma. Bill, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Bill.
Hey, man. It's a pleasure to be on hold for you. I won't take up too much of your time. I love that every time I call, I get right through, and I always get Derek, and he's such a good guy. And just like everybody else, I am so nervous when talking to you. This is my third time talking to you.
And take a breath.
I know. It's just Jesse.
It's just Jesse. That's right.
Okay. I wrote down some things. I want to let you know I bought three of your shirts.
Right on. Thank you.
I bought the big head that says amazing, and I bought the she's lying, she's crying, and the stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. I called originally to hate on the first caller, but I'm working on myself.
What was your first caller?
That horrible girl saying nobody's with you. We love you. Man, we love you, Jesse. I told Derek, I said, I'd kill or die for you, man. And that might have been a bit extreme.
Right.
But I wrote down, first caller was horrible, and I'm glad you hung up.
I didn't even understand what Bella was saying.
I hope she can hear me. She's a horrible person, and she needs to work on herself. The second girl was sweet as can be. And you can tell she was so sweet.
Yeah.
And I'm working on myself. I know I shouldn't be judging and stuff, but anyways, I have no problems, but I get so much wisdom from you helping others. You are so wise. I'd let him borrow my car if he asked, Jesse.
So what now?
I said, I love my dog. I know you get people for loving their dog so much, but that's the only thing. I love everything you say, and I agree with everything, and I know it's ridiculous how we treat our dogs, but that's all some of us got. And I love my dog.
Do you get love from the dog?
I think I do. He loves me. He's sweet. I let him on the bed and everything.
Oh,
he's
Lord.
He's a deaf pit bull named Lil Bit. But you can call him whatever you want because he can't hear nothing.
And so why do you think Lil Bit love you?
His actions.
What do you mean?
He gets excited. He gets real excited.
But all dogs do that when you let them be really traumatized. Do that when you feed them and pat them on the head.
Yeah, I've had many dogs and they've all been good. I don't know. It's a hole. It's a God-shaped hole that I fill with dogs, I guess.
Yeah.
I love how you pull the truth out of people and things, man. You look great, by the way. Hey, and I also want to, if you don't have time to have your eggs or your normal breakfast in the morning, I do those protein shakes in the morning. So if you're in a hurry and stuff, at least you can have a protein shake.
Yeah.
I wrote down, we fight for you, Jesse.
Right
that
on.
Girl, ooh, she had my, I told Derek, that girl, I said, that last caller had my blood boiling. who is she to say, we're not for you? Brother, we are so for you.
Thank you.
And Derek is doing a great job. Yeah. I love Hank. I love Nick. I wrote down, I could never repay.
I gotta take a break. Thank you, man. Call me again. The hate news, not the fake news. Bella, in your face, Bella. Back in a moment.
The greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free just like that. At an instant, bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing.
all kinds of mess going on in the world. Like what? Well, Oliver North just got married, like, quietly last month, they say. Oh, no, how embarrassing. He's, like, 81 years old, and his wife, his new wife, 65, she's his document-shredding secretary, Fawn Hill, F-A-W-N, Hill. He's from 40 years ago during the so-called Iran-Contra scandal, just because Congress didn't want him them to be spending money or something like that. I don't know. And, but he's like an honorable man, I guess, but his wife just died like last year, wife of since 1967. I can't count how many years that is. What is that? Like 60 years almost, something like that. Maybe more, whatever, maybe less. They say pot can mess with the chromosomes in your eggs, ladies, you pot smoking ladies, shout out. It can mess with the chromosome something or other in human eggs, which is to say the eggs in the ladies. So watch out for the pot. Poland, I mentioned Poland shot down some Russian drones in their airspace, according to them. And also RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., he unveiled a MAHA, Make America Healthy Again strategy. Pretty cool. And watch out for those lithium batteries. They're like a fire risk. There's been like 50 lithium battery incidents. And especially when you're charging them, I guess, make sure that they're out in full public view, especially if you're flying on Southwest. That's the rules on Southwest Airlines. I guess they're the only ones who have a rule about it. But lithium batteries are a fire risk on flights. They're in cell phones and laptops and different things like that. And maybe other things too. So watch out. Crazy. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, September 10th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now. Even during fake news, not fake news. So call in right now, right away. There's a line open. Do it. Okay? If you please. Or if you don't please, don't do it. But Manhood Hour is coming right up. Manhood Hour, the third hour of the Wednesday show on the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And after that, thehakereport.com. You can go to thehakereport.com and check out The Hake Report. I'm live right after JLP, and I'll have a guest, is the plan, the great Dylan Burns. He's a liberal. He's young. And he knows about the Ukraine situation and other stuff. And you can get at him and call into The Hake Report. And then after The Hake Report, American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble and punchy.tv/AnchorBaby. Very cool. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network's in and reporting about the Russian drones that were shot down over Poland, purportedly. This Tusk guy, Donald Tusk, Poland's prime minister, called the incursion a large-scale provocation, noting it involved a huge number of drones. The European Union, EU, oh Lord. Their foreign policy chief called it the most serious European airspace violation by Russia since the war began. Polish military thanked NATO member Netherlands for contributing F-35 fighter jets to defensive operations overnight, which have now concluded. Wow. Don't know what's going on. And so-called public health, communist buzzword, but Health and Human Services Secretary RFK Jr., Robert F. Kennedy Jr., unveiled the Trump administration's Make America Healthy Again strategy on Tuesday, focusing on investigating vaccine injuries. Very important issue, right? You don't want that. You want to know about that stuff. Don't be burying it under the rug like the liberals were doing. You know what I mean? And pharmaceutical practices, and it stops short of new regulatory actions, which may be a good thing. Report largely mirrors an August draft initiatives to on ultra-processed foods as opposed to just regular processed. Ultra-processed, don't know what that means. And so-called public education about synthetic kratom, K-R-A-T-O-M. But they're avoiding industry crackdowns. Sounds nice. And again, they're going to deal with the vaccine schedule stuff and scientific and medical freedom. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It is the third hour already. What the? And you can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. Are you a follower or a leader? Are you a follower or a leader? Amazing question. There go a leader. Looking at the great white hope, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Amazing. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if out and about, running around, you got to run around, you can't sit and watch the show. You can podcast the show. And you still can listen anywhere in the world on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It is Wednesday. And every Wednesday is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male return to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Murder of a woman on a Charlotte commuter train.
There needs to be change.
Police say the man identified as 34-year-old DeCarlos Brown took out a pocket knife, stood up, and stabs Ruska several times.
The public, he was a menace to society.
He should have been locked away for life for what now?
I can't believe you actually said that somebody should be locked away in jail forever for schizophrenia.
They just don't care.
One way black people achieve true liberation, that's by taking in blood. There has to be blood all over the floor. There has to be bodies on the floor. There has to be people screaming and crying.
Well, I guess we need someone to take charge.
We cannot allow a depraved criminal element of violent repeat offenders to continue spreading destruction and death throughout our country. We have to respond with force and strength. We have to be vicious just like they are. It's the only thing they understand.
That's for sure. Amazing. The anchor man put that together. I've not seen it right now until now. It's powerful video. Thank you, anchor baby. A spiritual battle, folks. And we are so divided in America now, it's not even funny. Over the last 70 years, they have built a division between the people like never before in the history of America. And it's only going to get worse. But you could be free in the midst of the storm if you work on you, no matter what color, male or female. It's a spiritual thing. There is evil and there is good. Earth is not heaven and man is not God. It's up to you. I have said over and over and over again that my country has changed so drastically, I can hardly remember or recognize it anymore. Thank God for the memories of my country. I know what it was like in the good old days. I don't care what anyone has to say about it. I know. So you can't give me some false history and expecting me to react to it is not going to work. I love my country. I love America. But my country is gone. Everything has changed. It's all changed. And one of the reasons, not the only one, but one of the reasons that things got so bad, you allow women to vote. It was a horrible mistake. Because women are emotional, they're not logical until they return to the father. They're not logical and they think emotionally because they are one with their imagination and they can't believe and see that there's another way. And everything has changed because of there are more women and the men are afraid of the women, so they let them do what they want. And the women need and want men to lead them. They are the light of the family, they are light of the world, not just the family. But the men are just like the women. They have not overcome their mothers. They're emotional, they're angry, they overreact. They act just like the female. And it's not going to change until they are born of the father, men and women. And you can change. You really can. And you can love your enemy. Not with mama's love, not with emotional love, not with evil love. There's a fake love that feel like what you think love is. Love doesn't even feel like the fake love. You just think that it does. There's no feeling to love, true love. But I want to give you, and Hake reminded me, I believe it was Hake, this morning we were having our meeting for the show, remind me of something that I forgot about from the good old days. And I want to give you, and I got proof right here. Things used to be somewhat normal, really. And I want to give you an example of how great things were at one time before you allow women to get in the boat and make decisions. This is a clip from Dolly Parton. Parton. Here's a clip from Dolly Parton reveal the age women were when they started families, right? And it's from the Johnny Carson show. It's from it doesn't say that here, but I think it's from Johnny. Is that from Johnny Carson show? Oh, okay. Yeah, I see it now. Hey, thank you, Hey. And from the Johnny Carson show, this is when America was America and things were amazing. Watch this from X.
Is it a myth that all young ladies from the mountains get married very young?
It is very true. In fact, I have known people to get married as young as 12 years old. My own mother.
12?
Uh-huh. Of course, that's the girls that mature earlier. But, and in my family, that did happen a lot. But my own mother married when she was 14. She started having babies when she was 15. She had her 12th one when she was 35 years old. And we have one set of twins, and my mother and daddy are still young and very healthy. And
that's great.
That's just a way of life in the country.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Mama, she could get pregnant just having daddy explain the advantages of the pill to her.
That was a good old day. When I was growing up, the dating age was at 15. You could start dating at 15. And you can get married after that, too. And my mother had me when she was 18. And during those days, and then she went on, and she had 8 other children. And it wasn't called rape. It wasn't called molestation. It wasn't called any of those things, because they knew then women were healthier, they were young, they were healthier, men were young, and they were healthier, and they can carry and mate babies and not have all these schizophrenic baby, retarded babies, and Asperger babies, and mentally ill babies, and HDD babies, because they were healthy. And they did things naturally. But then when women got in and started voting and making decisions, they changed the laws and called these things that was happening naturally, they put horrible names on them. And then they punished men for doing things naturally, and women too. And it's a mess now. Her mother had 12 children by the age of 35. And according to Wikipedia, she, Dolly Parton, was born in a one-room cabin on the banks of a Little Pagan River, Pagan River in Pittman Center, Tennessee, or Pittman. I don't know if that's Pittman or Pittman. The fourth of 12 children. My mother had 9. One of my uncles, he got married. They had 6 or 7 kids. One of my aunt got married, and she and her husband had 17 or 18 children when they were young. And they were healthy. And the kids came out healthy. And now these women, oh, I get my education first. I got to get an education. Then by the time they get an education, I'm too old to have a baby. And then they try to have a baby, and the baby come out messed up. Or they can't have them at all because they put the ego first. You have been deceived. And you don't know it. And they got all these laws now, and they make them sound really bad. And because you're not seeing for yourself, you believe it, and you think and say the same thing. Made up laws to control and destroy. And now you can hardly find women who are capable of even having any children. Because they didn't have them at an early age. Their body's broken down now. They can't even carry a baby. And if they do have babies now, their baby's all screwed up. Because you have stopped the natural process and given in to men and women who cannot see. Instead of just living your own life. Let's say that those women, they want to wait till they're 30, 40. They want to get their education to have babies. Let them do that. They have a right to destroy themselves and their children. But you live your own life, and you have your children when you're ready to have your children. Don't be listening to them. And they want you to take morning apple pill, birth control pill. You heard Dolly Parton say her mother get pregnant before you even finished that conversation. She didn't want that. And you're dumb. You think you got to be rich before you have a child. That's so dumb, I don't know what to say about it. My parents had 9 children with me, including me, and they took care of all of them very well. And my mother did not work. My uncle's wife did not work. They had a truckload of kids. My other aunt, they got married. They had like 16, 17, 18, somewhere in their children. She never worked. It's a lie. Been made up, and because you believe the experts, you wait too late to have children. And then if someone else tried to do it naturally and normally, you condemn them, you condone them, you judge them because you're a loser. Amazing, huh? It's a spiritual battle. And you allowed the women to change everything when they got in the boat. God said, because you listen to the woman, you will suffer. And look how America is suffering. All kind of program. They want you to pay for them to have children. You are responsible for their children. They want free health care, free this and free that. Daycare centers. You got to have a daycare center at work. Who's going to have a daycare center at work? Stay home and raise the man's children. Amazing, huh? But the hell with the world, men and women, you can live your life. Take control of your life, and you'll be fine. Live your life naturally and let the world do what they're doing. Don't judge them. They can't help it. They're asleep. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. Apparently, Dolly Parton and her husband didn't have children, I'm told. She chose to be a mother to everyone. What the? According to Brave. Couple other things I want to show you about the genocide that's happening to white people in America and in Africa and around the world. But first, I hear that they reported that Michael Brown, remember that guy? Friend or somebody died. This is from the New York Times. Doreen Johnson, who was with Michael Brown Jr. when he was fatally shot by a white man, white police officer in Ferguson, Missouri, in 2014, died on Saturday from gunfire injury in an apparent domestic incident. Watch this from KMOUV, St. Louis.
The man and friend of Michael Brown Jr., Dorian Johnson, was there when police shot and killed Brown more than 10 years ago. First Alert 4 spoke to him shortly after that incident. He recalled the death of his friend.
He shot again, and once my friend felt that shot, he turned around and he put his hands in the air, and he started to get down, but the officer still approached with his weapon drawn, and he fired several more shots.
On Sunday, 33-year-old Johnson became a victim himself, not even a mile from the spot that his friend was shot and killed 11 years ago in the 9,000 block of Abaco Drive. Ferguson police say they were called around 8:30 Sunday morning for a man that had been shot. They say Dorian Johnson later died at the hospital from his injuries. First Alert 4 reached out to Dorian Johnson's family, but they have not responded. We spoke to his grandmother, Brenda Johnson, back in 2015 after Johnson and his brother were arrested. She had concerns about Dorian and their family after he made national headlines during the Ferguson unrest.
Dorian has this target on his back, so it makes it easy. You know, if we can't get to you, we'll get your brothers. We'll get your family. We'll get anybody.
Investigation continues. An outpouring of love and support for Johnson and his family floods social media timelines.
Amazing. But nothing for the white girl. Do you know the Ukrainian girl that was killed on the train there in South Carolina? It happened 2 weeks ago, according to a report. And no media outlet was reporting on it until it caught on YouTube. It happened August 22nd, I believe. But it was no big deal because a black person had done it. And look how they carried on about Michael Brown. But according to Wikipedia, this girl was shot August 22nd by a black guy, according to a report. There is evil. And there is good. The footage was released for the little girl on September 5th. Amazing, huh? And it's going to get worse. Down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, it's a mess. WAFB, Baton Rouge man accused of raping a 4-year-old child and exposing her to sexually transmitted, to a sexually transmitted disease is finally behind bars, right? Watch this from WAFB.
Hey, Liz, the DA says this case is one of the most disturbing he has ever seen. He told me he's prepared to explore every legal option available, even ones that could spark some debate.
Anthony Jokes, the Baton Rouge man accused of raping a four-year-old child and exposing her to an STD, is behind bars tonight. Now, the district attorney says he's exploring every option to hold Jokes accountable if he's convicted, including two possibilities that could draw attention across the state and the country.
I can't think of anything worse than raping a child.
Hillamore says he may seek castration or even the death penalty.
I would consider going to the grand jury in this case and seeking a first-degree rape indictment and seeking the potential of a death penalty. We do follow, obviously, Supreme Court law, and we know that we would have to change a decision by the Supreme Court to do that. But again, depending on the facts, if they are appropriate, this is something that I would consider doing.
Moore admits the idea may split public opinion.
If the facts are there, I think the community would probably support that, although there surely would be some that would disagree. I understand that completely. But we'll wait to see what the facts are.
Amazing. There is evil, and evil dwells in human beings, in the imagination, in the mind. All thoughts are evil, because the nature of human being is evil. And I'm warning you about this so you can know what's going on instead of the cover-up pretending that it's HD and all this other mess. It's evil. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spirits and wickedness and evil in high places. It's evil. It has nothing to do with somebody else. Your conflict that you're having, your anger, your insecurity, your fears, your resentment, your jealousy and envy and strife and revengeful nature is in you. It's not in somebody else. Theirs are in them, but yours is inside of you. And it's not going to, it drives you. You think you're in charge of that, and you're not. It drives you, men and women, all around the world. And you can overcome evil with good, but you got to welcome and surrender to good. You got to let good take over in the way that you let and allow evil to, you allow evil to run your life by fighting with it, by calling it you, by calling it your identity. You made me. Anytime, I want you to pay attention to this. Do what you want. The next time somebody tells you, you made me mad, or you cut me off, or you did this, know you're speaking to an evil victim. Because it's happening inside of them, and you have nothing to do with it. It was already there when you met them. You didn't put it there. You didn't cause it to be there. It happened in the homes with the mothers and the fathers. So apparently, there's a white Christian man that's telling, and I haven't heard this soundbite yet. My producer told me about it. But he's telling his white Christians, y'all got to get away from these blacks. Y'all got to avoid black people. Look like somebody else is saying this. Finally. This is from X. Christian nationalist pastor. What's a nationalist, Nick?
That you love your country?
You love your... Is that a bad thing?
Mm-mm.
What?
No.
Why do you make it sound like a bad thing?
Because it's white.
I saw a report from the New York Times. I believe it was the New York Times with Nick Frontier in it. And they called him a nationalist. And I'm like white nationalist, I think. I'm like, is that a bad thing? It sounds like a nice word. If you love your country and you're not, you're supposed to. What am I supposed to do with the best part of me was America? But anyway, Christian National Pastor Joel Webborn says white Christian parents need to have the talk. Remember the talk about the police from the black to their children? No wonder it's a mess. They need to have the talk with their children about avoiding blacks. Watch this from X.
If you're a Christian white parent who loves the Lord and loves your children, that you need to have the talk. The talk that we're referencing is the talk that takes your children according to their maturity at the proper time, the appropriate time, and says, there are certain parts of town that you cannot go. And there are certain people that you cannot be around.
Yep.
Right? If there's someone who is black in our church, and they've been in our church, and we know them, and they love the Lord Jesus Christ, great. We're not talking about that person. Right. But we're talking about when you go into a crowd of people, if you go into a crowd of strangers, and they're white strangers, there's some danger. If they're black strangers, there is 30 times more danger.
Wow.
Them's the facts.
Them's the facts. And I wonder how many people call him racist for saying that. It's the truth. You can't go anywhere now and a bunch of blacks are there and don't expect to get killed, shot, or beat up or something. It is reality. And let's say that if blacks went where there's a bunch of blacks, they going to fight each other. Even on a cruise. Or even at the chicken house, McDonald's, at the fairgrounds, the mall. So why y'all need to have the talk. Webborn went on to address white parents who tell their children all races / people are the same. Watch this from X.
And it is actually a failure of your parental duty. White parents, please hear me. If you teach your children growing up, if you lie to them and say all people and all races of people in our country are the same, they are not. You are actually depriving your child of factual, truthful information that could save their life.
Where is this man from? Who is this? Wow. But watch how instead of they're going to call him racist, especially black folks, and some scared white people. The man is right. It hasn't, I do want to tell you though, blacks were not always this way. Before the civil rights movement, blacks were not this way, this violent, this angry, killing each other and everybody else around them. It was not this way. And blacks would never agree with some other black killing a white person or anyone. So prior to the civil rights movement was the good old days when we judged people based on color. Not color, but people based on who they are, not their color. 888-7753-77. What do you think about that clip? This pastor telling the parents, the white pastor telling the parents, you need to have the talk with your children. Back in a moment. Your phone calls and super chats. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663. Treasure Chest is now open on DLive and Scratch Off on Pills.net. Amazing. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com. From 9 to 11, The Hake Report. And he has a guest today. And his guest is, hold on, I got to scroll. Dylan Burns on the Hake Report today. Dylan was on the FallenState.tv. Dylan Burns on the Hake Report today at 9 a.m. Pacific time. And then after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 11 to 1, right? Yeah, 11 to 1 Pacific time. And the anchor baby, Nick, is on fire. He has energy. He and Donald Trump has energy given to them by God. And soon, and very soon, and not so far away, you will call the anchor baby king. You will say, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. So check out the American anchor baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time. And last but not least for now, amazing guest on the Fallen State. Yesterday I had to tape three new Fallen State shows right after. So I talked for 3 hours during the radio and then 3 more hours on the Fallen State. It was fun. It was interesting. Very interesting shows. They're coming up later. But for now, Rabbi Tovia Singer is on the Fallen State this Friday. And he is an Orthodox Jewish rabbi, former anti-Christian, and the founder and director of Outreach Judaism. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Do you believe that Jesus is the Son of God?
He was no more or no less a Son of God than you or me.
Are you good or are you evil?
You can't be good unless you're evil. Be faithful to the Torah.
To a book.
And
be
Jesse,
be
just
faithful
finish.
To a book.
Jesse, sweetheart, just listen to me.
What does that feel like?
It's
as a man
message,
to so follow
it's the
a woman.
Message. You are being naughty. You're so naughty.
Yeah. Interesting. This Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, the Fallen State. Support the Fallen State by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or Jesse Lee Peterson.locals.com. All right. Let me go to the busy, busy phones. Let me go to first-time caller David out of Missouri, I believe. Hold on. Let me check to make sure. Oh, David out of Maryland. David, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse. This is David. First-time calling. How are you?
All is well. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I was just calling to ask your opinion about
ask
because the genocide of white people that you were talking about yesterday.
Yes.
How do you think that compares to the genocide of the American Indian?
What's an American Indian? What's that?
Right. Yeah. Exactly. The Native Americans, the inhabitants, the indigenous people who were here before the colonization occurred.
I don't know. I know what you're referring to, but I know that they were killing each other. So, I mean, what can you do about that? And that was then.
Right.
We're talking about now.
Well, oh, yeah. I know. But I feel like there's a lot of things that, like, led up to the moment of the white genocide.
Like what, for example?
Well, the white colonizers, they came and they cleared out the lands. They kicked the natives off.
But there
their
was
land.
Not a genocide upon the Indians by white people.
Well,
there were even Indians working with the white man to help make
America.
Yeah, I
was going to bring that up.
Right, to help make America great. But what does that do with the genocide from the blacks to the whites today in America?
Because, that's a good question. I just don't see it as a genocide.
Are
you
white?
I'm half white. I'm a half blood Native American.
Oh, you're
my
Indian.
Mother was 100%. Yeah.
Oh, no wonder.
So, yeah, I've faced racism my whole life, like real racism.
How do you feel about racism doesn't exist, but how do you feel about the genocide on white people in America today?
It's very sad. My father was, white, and, God rest his soul, he's dead now, but I really feel bad for the white, and I believe that, what you're doing is enlightening people is very important, and you're a really brave man for doing that.
Why did you buy into this communist idea that there was Indian genocide, there was a victim, they were a victim? What made you buy into that?
I believe in the next 100 years, there's going to be no 100% natives left.
But why did you buy into this, that there was a genocide on the Indians?
Well, like I say, it's taken a while. The effects from, colonization on the bodies of the Native Americans. Like, a lot of the 100% Native Americans that I know, my mother included, they're diabetics. They seem to have a lot of, genetic deficiencies due to, their dieting.
But that has nothing to do with the white man.
Well, see, when they were displaced onto the reservation, right, they were placed in real food deserts where they could no longer grow what they were used to growing. So they had to have the government come in and give them government food.
They didn't have to do that. They didn't have to have that. They allowed their leaders to make that decision for them, and the people stopped thinking for themselves in the same way
exactly.
The blacks did when they allowed
exactly.
The so-called civil rights leaders to come in and think for them. So you can't blame the white man for that.
Oh, no, I know. Have you ever heard of the five civilized tribes?
No.
To me, that is the equivalent of what you're saying about the civil rights movement for blacks. The five civilized tribes are the Seminoles, the Choctaw, the Chickasaw, the Creeks, and the Cherokees. And they're considered civilized because they sold their own people out, right? And they had them remove themselves, right, on the march of death or the Trail of Tears. There were multiple Trail of Tears
right.
When they were displaced by their own people.
So you can't blame white people for that. That's what the blacks been lied to. They've been told it was the white man, but when it was really the civil rights movement that put these people on the plantation of the government and the so-called black leaders.
Right. Yeah.
Which
I just
one
wanted
are
to
you?
Draw, like,
all those different tribes you name, which one are you?
I'm a Kiowa.
Oh.
We come from Canada up in the BC area, but migrated down here to Oklahoma and Arizona in that area.
Right. And so we how are you doing as an Indian? How are you doing?
Just like the way that I see the country coming to, like, you know, what you're saying about the genocide of the white man and all this, I find it really sad, and like it kind of like echoes with like the Native Americans and how they were sold out by their own people.
Yeah.
And it's just really
the
sad.
The black people were sold out by other blacks, the civil rights, so-called civil rights leader movement, and then people that became leaders after that. But they're blaming it on the whites when it really was their own people did it to them.
Right. Yeah. And
so you feel sad about the genocide on white people?
Yes.
And why do you feel sad about it?
Because, you know, I love my father, but
my father married a Cherokee. My mother people were ashamed of me.
You're
the white man said that I was white by law. The Indian always called me Indian squaw. Happy is all I ever heard.
That's nice. Oh, man.
Happy.
Nice.
I love and hate the word. Both sides were against me since the day I was born.
Wow, yeah. Wow, that echoes with me. Because, like, I was never accepted by my father's side or my mother's side. They both sides hated me. My mother and father got together, you know, against the wishes of their parents.
Yeah.
And so, like, I never really had, like, Christmas at grandma's or anything, you know.
Amazing.
Or anything like that. Yeah, it was really.
This idea with the blacks, if you're half white, half black, you're not accepted by the blacks.
Yeah.
And then, and then you're not really fitting in with the whites, but you fit in better with the whites than you would the black, because the black really turn on you.
That's true. That's true. My mother's side, the natives, they were much more heartless than my father's side, you know.
So your mother's people were ashamed of you?
Yes.
Wow.
They estranged my mother for quite some time before they, you know, she was able to make contact with them again because she married my father and had us, you know, three kids.
And were you called half-breed?
Yeah, my my uncles on her side always called me Redbone.
And that's all you ever heard, half-breed.
Yeah, half-breed, yeah. I'm never, like, a full person, you know what I mean?
So are you married to an Indian or a white lady?
a white lady, yeah.
Why why you marry your own people?
Well, I have no people. You know, I can't find a half blood, really. You know, my wife understands. You know where I'm coming from, and she's fascinated with, you know, Native American culture that was pre-colonization. You know, before they sold their own people out, they were, you know, of course they were warring. You know, like, but they would play war games. Stuff. That's how, you know, like the military that we have now, it took a lot of cues from Native Americans. Even like democracy itself.
You have children?
No, we can't have children. We're going to adopt, though, definitely.
Oh, okay. And why did you marry a woman that couldn't have children?
We didn't know it at the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I wish you well with that adoption.
Ah, thank you, brother. Yeah.
You. Other quick question. Are you a Christian?
Yes. I was raised Christian.
So are Indians, Indians Christian or some other religion?
Yeah, half Christian, half Catholic. From what I can tell, the majority of them are Christian and, you know, almost half Catholic and half Christian is what I see. I don't really see any other, religion being used in the tribe.
Oh, okay. And do the Indians, how do they feel about the blacks?
Well, that's the thing. My cousins on my mother's side, they all live on a reservation, and they kind of emulated like that black culture with the sagging of the pants and the listening to like rap music and stuff, and just gang activity and stuff like that. I really was turned off by that.
Yeah.
And it made me so sad that they're not looking at their own culture and being proud of it. They're trying to emulate someone else's, which is really sad.
And do they like the blacks?
Some do. Yeah. Like I say, like, you know, the ones that emulate it, the older generation, not so much. They kind of see where the bad influence had come in to the reservation and destroyed, you know, entire neighborhoods and with the drugs and the gang violence and things like that.
The bad influence of the blacks.
Yeah, I believe so. I think, okay. You know, like Crips and Bloods and that whole thing, that exists on the reservation as well.
So what's wrong with the blacks?
I have no idea. I just know that, you know, here in Maryland, my wife and I used to live in Baltimore before she got sick and went into the hospital. They had what were known as squeegee workers, but they're basically extortionists, and they're underage, like thugs. And if you have to stop at a stop sign, they'll come and spray your window and demand payment. Yeah, all of them are. And I was assaulted by about 15 of them while my wife was in the hospital, and I couldn't go see her after her surgery.
Wow.
And she was in the SICU because I had to follow the ambulance there, and I got stopped at a red light. There was a police officer next to me, and I honked at her to have me escorted through the red light so I wouldn't have to deal with them. Well, they didn't like that, and the police officer pulled off to the side. And before the police officer could get out, they were in my window beating me and breaking my windows and hitting me with the squeegees. And yeah, it was pretty bad. Rest in peace, Timothy. What was his name? Well, a guy died similar to the, it happened two blocks away from where Timothy Reynolds, that's his name. Rest in peace, Timothy Reynolds.
He was killed in Baltimore.
Yeah, he got out of his car with a bat, and a young kid ran up two blocks, grabbed the gun, and came back and shot him dead in the middle of the day on the street because he got out of his car. Yeah, a white guy. Yeah. Look up Timothy Reynolds if you want to see just how bad it is in Baltimore, because the kid got off, you know, on a plea deal.
Wow.
It was bad. Yeah.
And so the blacks, you say, attack you, did they get away with that?
They did, yeah. The cop came up to me, and she had to, like, because I got out of my car, too, and I didn't know about Timothy Reynolds before. I learned about him in the emergency room when I had to go. They were coming at me, and they surrounded me in my vehicle, and the police officer was a black female, and she had to put her body against me so that they wouldn't stab me or hit me again with the squeegees and stuff.
Wow.
And I saw a kid running up the block. He ran away, and I knew after I heard about Timothy Reynolds, that's exactly what was going to happen to me. And when finally the fire department got there and the EMTs, they ran up one block up the street, beat a white man nearly to death, I guess, to get out the anger that they had against me. And I had to give up my ambulance ride because his wife came running up, and she was all bloody, saying that her husband was just beaten with rocks. And he's bleeding out up the block. And so I gave up my ambulance ride for him because it took them like 20 minutes to get to me. And I knew that, you know, if I didn't let him have it, he was going to die. So I had to drive myself to the emergency room.
And so the same black that attacked you, they went down the road and attacked another white.
Exactly, that same group. Wow. Of extortionists. Yeah. I guess because they were mad, because I was mad too. Don't get me wrong. I was cussing. I was screaming, and I was upset, and my car was busted up. They were hitting me in my neck, I have a neck injury, and I was cussing at him. And I guess since they couldn't get to me because the cop was protecting me, they ran up the street and took it out on somebody else. And
so did you say a 14-year-old squeezy worker was convicted in the death of Timothy Reynolds?
Timothy Reynolds, yes, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's from CBS. 14-year-old squeezy worker was convicted in the death of Timothy Reynolds and sentenced to 15 years in prison there. A 15-year-old, that's amazing. CBS is reporting that from 2023.
That's insane. Yeah, and then I was jacked in 2024.
Wow.
Yeah.
So like, how do you feel about the blacks now?
Well, if they, you know, if they find God and they start, you know, following the right path, you know, everyone can be, you know, saved. Like, whole communities and cultures
right.
can all come together and live in peace. That's what I want, you know.
Well, I guess the 14-year-old is the one that killed Timothy, but several teens attacked him, as you were saying.
Yeah, and that's what happened to me. Yeah, that's exactly happened to me.
So are you afraid to go out now? Are you afraid to be around them?
Yes, I'm in therapy now. I had to go to therapy, and I have a psychiatrist, and I can't go in, like, big cities anymore and without having, like, you know, panic attacks and things like that. Yeah, it really affected me, and I can only imagine, you know, I'm just one person, and I can only imagine across the country, you know, how many people have suffered something like that. And the police didn't do anything. They just let them go. They didn't catch them or do anything. They didn't make them stop doing the squeegee work at the red light. And I'm just standing there, you know, giving a police report. And they're still doing it.
And so you have panic attacks now if you went into the big city where the blacks are?
Yes.
And so
big
when
city
you see work. Them in a big city, you feel what's a panic attack? What does that feel like?
Your heart starts racing. You start, you know, your heart rate elevates, and you're not really exerting any energy to, you know, to be having that high heart rate.
Wow.
I get tunnel vision. I kind of just shut down. I can't really formulate, you know, sentences and stuff. I just, because like, it's a combination of anger.
Yeah,
I'm going
to tell you, if you drop the anger, they are asleep. They don't know what they're doing. They're evil. They can't see. You forgive them, but still don't go in the community, but just forgive them. You won't have those attacks. You got to forgive them for that. That was not good, but forgive them so that God can forgive you, and you won't have those attacks. It'll disappear.
Mm-hmm. So be it, you know? Amen.
Because they are blind. They cannot see their evil, and they can't see what they're doing. And so you got to forgive them. Be aware, be careful, but forgive them so that you will not be affected and have to see some therapist for the rest of your life. If you just realize, yes, that was wrong and was evil, they know not what they do, and forgive them, I promise you, your panic attacks will disappear.
Aww. Thank you, Jesse.
But you got to forgive them. But don't go into the hood, though. Watch out. But just don't hate
never,
so
yeah.
that you'll be fine.
Right, right, right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome, man. I wish you well. Thank you for calling me.
You too, Jesse. And have a good day, man. God bless.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Bye. What a mess. It's evil, folks. Black people, drop the anger. Forgive your mothers and your fathers. God will forgive you. And drop those leaders and stop being about your color and all that mess. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Chris, to the caller, Bell or Bella.
Yeah.
If Jesse were in trouble, you better believe white people will help him.
Uh-huh.
One more thing, ma'am. You might be black, but I guarantee I live around more blacks and deal with the BS, bogus speech. And another thing, you sound white. You isn't even real black, says Chris.
Eat that for lunch, Bella. Thank you.
And Heat says, hashtag follow the leader. Celebration with the tan hands. Check mark with the green. And bowing down.
Thank you.
Very nice. Thank you, N Heat. I guess that's an answer that N Heat is a follower of the leader.
They responded to the.
Yeah.
Thank you. I'll put my two sisters on Sunday.
And thank you, guys. Let me just double check on the. Thank you to the contributors on the D Live crew, as well as, of course, the Rumble crew and the YouTube supporters, subscribers. Uncle Ruckus says, Jesse riding by an Indian tribe in the intro video.
My father married us in Cherokee. Amazing. Thank you.
He also says, she's mature for her age. Lock him up.
Amazing.
When they call me in for jury duty and I see the defendant is of Africa descent, I say, lock him up, says Uncle Ruckus.
Amazing. Thank you.
I disclaim.
Yeah.
And the rest of the supporters, thank you all. Belushi says on pill.net, my mother is one of 8 children also.
Right on.
Nice.
Lady,
shout out.
You need to have your children early, not when you're 30, 40, and 50.
That's right.
It wasn't made to be that way, okay? Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe that that is all for now.
Amazing. Thank
update. You. No Dylan Burns today. It's going to be tomorrow.
Oh, I thought you said it was today.
I lied. I'm a boomer.
White man always trying to keep the black man down.
Yes.
So it's tomorrow.
Yep.
No guest today.
No guest on Haig.
Okay.
Sweet.
Thank you all very much. Benny, a first-time caller out of Illinois. Rick out of Hampton, Virginia. Slim out of Maryland. Brian out of New Orleans. I am so out of time. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday, the Lord is willing, and the creek don't rise. The Anchor Baby coming now, and after the Anchor Baby, the Hake Report coming now. No guess, but the Hake Report, and after that, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Work on yourselves, folks. Overcome evil with good. You gotta drop the anger, and the rest is easy. All right, do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. Become one, behold, not divided. Take care, folks. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bond, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's Coffee.